Kosovo independence could mean trouble for Western Christians in Russia. Kenya violence is hurting children and stifling ministry. And an outreach is using unique tools to help spread the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kosovo's declaration of independence is creating a political stir in Russia that could pose a threat to Christians. Russia backs Serbia, which has condemned the independence. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba is concerned that the latest political development will make it even more difficult on the evangelical church in Russia with connections to the West.
The Russian authorities, they think, you know, that all these ministry organizations, they bring its own influence. I sense that could be some effect, especially on mission organizations.
While they're 100% indigenous, Russian ministries expects problems. That's why next-generation church leader training must accelerate. Rakhuba says
they will be capable to teach, to be peacemakers, to be good society members, and, of course, you know, to be good Christians. As an example, despite all these political problems.
You can support a Christian in their School Without Walls program. Go to our website to help. Next, Kenya's peace talks broke off over the weekend without a deal. There's been some threat of more violence. Cure International says the instability has hurt their ministry and stifled their hospital work. Cure International's Dale Brantner says,
we are in need of $30,000 that has been lost from the patient flow through that hospital, as well as the rising costs of fuel. So a hospital that has been thriving is compromised because of this, and so we have financial needs.
Branner says the spiritual impact has been severe. A report from their spiritual ministry team in Kajabi brought disheartening news following an evangelistic meeting.
Of the 247 people that came to Christ, when they went back just 2 weeks ago, they only found 117 of them. 130 of those people were no longer in that area. And the sad news of this was that a lot of these people were probably ones that were killed in the violence.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Leadership changes in Cuba are creating some concern over changes in foreign policy, but some have already been forging new relationships. Compassion Radio's Norm Nelson says they're partnering with Global Connection and the Denver Baptist Seminary to train new church leaders. Why? Nelson spent time with many different churches around Cuba, but a stop at a seminary in Havana finished the picture.
Same thing was true there, very much on fire, very evangelical, and a growing church. So the prognosis for the gospel and Christianity in Cuba is all systems are go and the church is alive and well.
Nelson says the only thing holding them back now is money.
We are involved in raising funds to help that seminary rehabilitate that building and to draw an aggressive young student body into its halls.
Meanwhile, by 2012, 21 million poor people will have life, health, and crop insurance. A grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Two Opportunity International, makes this possible. Their subsidiary, the Micro Insurance Agency, will use the money in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. It enables them to go into 11 new countries. Insurance will help poor families in those countries get back on their feet faster and avoid the cycle of poverty. Pray for the working poor who are blessed by this new opportunity. And Every Orphan's Hope is using popular wristbands to raise money and share the gospel at the same time. Good News wristbands have five colors that help explain the good news of Jesus Christ. It catches attention, initiates conversations, and provides you the confidence and ability to comfortably share your faith. Every Orphan's Hope wants you to wear one and give four away. All proceeds will fund the work of Every Orphan's Hope. Go to our website to find out more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation to help us tell even more people about the persecuted church. Get the Better Than Life book and CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.